Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. I want to thank you for joining us today. As always, I'm going to encourage you to please visit our sponsors. You'll hear about them later in the show. Thank them for sponsoring CCTA Wake Up Call and tell them you heard about them on our show. Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello. Hello.
Mary is rightwinggranny.com, a great conservative blog, and big, huge following there. We have Melissa with us tonight.
Hello.
And we have Howe and Rainer James.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
Gosh. Slow job.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about. Let's kick this thing off because I know everybody is just anxious to rehash the debate. And I'm just going to talk not about the candidates, but about the moderator.
Oh.
Now, was it obvious or not?
Was it obvious? Sure it was.
What, you mean that two-on-one thing?
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. Kind of, yep.
I think the best comment on the debate was in a tweet by James Woods.
Yes.
And it says, President Trump crushed his opponent, Chris Wallace, head-to-head in the debate. There was also another fellow wandering around muttering to himself.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh said that the, you know, Walter was, he's obviously was for Joe Biden. He said the second moderator is also for Joe Biden. Whoever, I don't know.
Yeah, else. He's the one that worked for Joe Biden.
Yeah, he worked for Joe. He made this. Made that point.
His name is Steve Scully.
Right.
Scully.
Yeah,
and he'll be the moderator.
He said he sure hoped that
debate.
Whoever is going to moderate the third one could be somebody that's in Trump camp or somebody that was at least neutral, because they're not being fair.
Well, they should all be neutral. But
exactly.
This Steve Scully, while he was attending college, he served as an intern in the office of Delaware Senator Joseph R. Biden.
He also was part of Edward Kennedy's media team.
And Mary, on Right Wing Granny, you've got a couple things up there. A number of interruptions that Chris Wallace.
Yes.
And
35 to nothing.
Interrupted the president 35 times, and Biden not at all. And then you posted some premises that Wallace set up in questions that were complete lies.
Well, just the idea that he asked President Trump about climate change. Well, climate change is not proven science.
No.
And just for the record, just to get myself in trouble, the fires in California have a whole lot more to do with forest management than they ever did
Absolutely.
With climate change.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's any question about that, Bob.
No, I was just going to add that somewhere people were, I'm trying to think of the place, but they were criticizing the president for speaking in such harsh language, when in fact Biden was shut up, man, you're a clown, you're
heard
this, that,
man.
And the other thing.
Yeah, that
those
was
things,
awful.
Those things, the moderator should have taken immediate action.
Right.
I guess we didn't really have a moderator.
I'm surprised President Trump held his temper at all. It was infuriating.
I agree. I don't... there just wasn't any name calling from Trump. I mean, he was brutal, but he didn't, you know, he didn't call him Sleepy Joe or anything like that, you know, which is his tendency. He didn't. But you're right. They were all incredibly disrespectful. But what you were saying about Chris Wallace, the questions, you know, should have addressed policies, you know, what's facing the American people want to hear about to help them, you know, who they're going to vote for. And those questions right from the get-go geared towards really attacking Trump, you know, to ask Trump a specific question in a debate about how much he pays in taxes, you know, that's not a fair question, because you don't ask the same thing of Joe Biden. They didn't ask anything about any of his scandals that have come out. You know, none of that was raised. And every single time with the 2 minutes, he berated Trump for interrupting, but when Trump would try to rebuke, Wallace would say, okay, you made your made a point, let him respond. Yeah. And would give Biden more time to respond. It was absolutely disgusting. And
also, yeah. Biden was the first one to start the interrupting.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, also, Wallace brought up, quote, Charlottesville. And then immediately took it out of context. And when he took it out of context, that was unfair. Where are the, quote, Facebook fact checkers when you need them? Yeah. Chris Wallace, you need a fact checker before you open your yap.
Well, don't they have fact checkers? So, you know, like, I don't know, CNN and different organizations
now
like that.
Now that you mention fact checkers.
Yeah.
There was a video and images that were circulating on social media yesterday of Joe reaching into his jacket, and when he pulled his hand out, a wire popped out.
Oh, God.
Yes.
So they have video and images of this wire hanging out. Plus, when he's holding his hand up like he's coughing, there's a little thing sticking out from under his sleeve. Looks like a microphone, maybe.
That was during this debate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Another third aspect was that apparently Joe, with his slate blue eyes, are all of a sudden brown.
Oh, yeah.
Something was going on.
So getting back to the fact checking, I reposted that, and in less than 5 seconds, Facebook fact-checked it and said not accurate information. And
listed 5 articles underneath that were debunking it.
It said
PolitiFact,
it was a shirt wrinkle, a wrinkle in the shirt.
And what was the red mark at his
wrist? Rosary.
Yeah, a rosary.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway,
I've got a bridge to sell you if you're buying that one.
I looked at the video. It didn't look like a shirt wrinkle to me. It looked like a wire. I mean, the way it falls out there, it looks like a wire.
Well, I don't know what that was on his wrist, but I mean, that was definitely a wire that came out. And whether, you know, I mean, if someone was talking through a microphone, you would think that it would be picked up. You know, I don't know. I don't know what was going on, but no, I wouldn't put it past them to cheat. But if you just take it at its face value, just 2 men up there debating with a guy supposed to moderate, just take it, no cheating, no, you know, shenanigans going on. I mean, every single news media just immediately came out, oh my gosh, can you believe he acted that way? Trump is the worst. He's a racist. He's horrible. You know, this was so unpresidential. And nothing is said about Biden. Nothing is said about, well, why couldn't he just answer these questions? All you hear is he refused to denounce white supremacists. What debate were they watching? The first word out of his mouth was, will you denounce? Sure. Yeah.
There's a video from the 2016 debate where Chris Wallace asked the same question, and he explicitly denounced all of them, KKK, white supremacists, Antifa, all of them.
Excuse me, Antifa is an idea.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well,
it's an organization, and you know it.
Back to the fact checking. I'm all for Facebook fact checking if they fact check everybody, because if they fact checked everybody that posted on Facebook, it would only be conservatives left.
This is a very nasty campaign. And I want to go back to an article in the Washington Post, of all places, where they actually did fact check one of Joe Biden's commercials. Because he has a commercial out with a voiceover that says that Donald Trump is going to get rid of Social Security.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is an ad, paid for ad, and whatever. And there is no such plan. And the Washington Post, of all places, says that. And the idea is to scare old people. Many of us don't scare well.
That's right. And I tell you what, the Democrats have used that Social Security booger bear
every four years.
It's a tired old thing, and it's never, ever happened, and it's not on the agenda now either. Well,
they're also constantly saying that Trump is going to do away with your medical care.
Mm-hmm. Yes, also not true.
Well, right. They're all false accusations, and they do it every time. They just throw it out there, and they keep repeating it and keep repeating it and keep repeating it. And a certain number of people out there are going, it's going to stick with them. They're going to believe it. It's, you know, they're going to remember it.
Well, this kind of behavior is sinister to me. It really is.
You know,
it's not what America's supposed to be
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. And you know, up until 2016, there was a certain amount of respect for the office of the presidency. It didn't matter who was in it.
Mm-hmm.
You respected the office.
Right.
And since 2016, you have the leader of the House won't even recognize him as a president. They've tried to impeach him. They've tried every way they could. They've tried a soft coup to take it down his administration. There is no respect from the Democratic Party now for the office of the presidency.
Sad, and
that's sad. We need to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, I introduced the crew here. If you're a regular listener to the show, you're familiar with all of them. And again, I'll say Bob and Mary Griswold, thank you for participating. This is like we're going into our seventh year.
Wow.
And it's wow. Hard to believe. Melissa's fairly new. She just joined us this year. Howe and Rainer, they've been here since the beginning. And we're just glad we get to spend some time with you folks out there.
Yep.
All righty.
However, if we did have a cake we'd still not be able to blow the candle out because of the Hunan flu.
Was that the beginning of time or the beginning of the radio show?
Well, both, actually, now that you mentioned it. Mary, you had something you wanted to share with us.
I have two comments that I want to share. I went and found the transcript of the debate because it was easier to read than listen to people yell at each other. And at 19 minutes and 34 seconds, Chris Wallace said, "You talk about the economy booming. It turns out that in Obama's final 3 years as president, more jobs were created, 1.5 million more jobs than in the first 3 years of your presidency." Well, that didn't sound right to me. So
it sounds like Chris kind of got confused about the difference between a commentator and a moderator.
He did. But I went to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and I looked at the workforce participation rate, which tells how many people are actually in the workforce working or looking for jobs. Now, when President Obama took office, January 2009, that rate was 65.7. When he left office, it was 62.8. Now, that was the rate when President Trump took office. Now, before the coronavirus, the rate was 63.4. That's February of 2020. And with the lockdown, it has dropped to 60.2. At the end of August, it was 61.7. So he's climbing back from the lockdown. But he still was higher than what Obama was at the end of his term. Now, then I went to 25 minutes and 43 seconds, and this one really bothered me. Chris said, "Please continue on. The issue of race, Vice President Biden, you say that President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville 3 years ago, when he talked about very fine people on both sides, was what directly led you to launch this run for president." Well, I went and found the exact quote, and this is what Donald Trump said. "You know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people. And I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than the neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers. And you see them come with black outfits and with the helmets and the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group, too." That was the statement.
He acknowledged reality, because there were some useful idiots in both groups who were duped into being there, more or less.
Well, like I said, Chris kind of got confused about what his role was there. He thought he was more of a commentator than a moderator.
Well, Trump outwitted both of them, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Let me interrupt our show, because this is just in, 17 minutes ago, actually. "Pending a legal review, the North Carolina State Board of Elections is suspending steps to allow voters to correct absentee ballots lacking the required witness signature." That's something we talked about last week. They got together. They're doing everything they can to try to...
And you know why they're backpedaling on that attempt to open one more door on fraudulent voting. It's because of this U.S. District Court Judge William Osteen, who took issue with what they were doing and issued a, I don't know exactly what to call it, but it's an order, saying that, in essence, that they had said they were relying on a ruling he made.
Right.
And it wasn't so. It was a misinterpretation. And that's why the two Republicans on the Board of Elections, the State Board of Elections, who recently resigned, they protested that they were led down the primrose path.
Right.
They voted the way the majority voted, so they voted with the Democrats, but they were misled as to items of fact about what they were voting on. So I'm glad this is blowing up in their faces.
Yes.
There's a very interesting commentary on that I know about, simply because I was asked to try to help find some people who, and Bob Griswold here, he helped me do it too, people who had already voted. Because in that lawsuit, that the legislation sued the
Board of Elections change.
Yeah. Right, yeah. They wanted to have some people who had already voted, so they're the ones that could be complainants on that lawsuit, to join in the lawsuit. And they wanted some of them from Eastern North Carolina, to be quite frank about it, because they know that we're very strongly about our politics and about who does what things right and who cheats on it. And that's what happened.
Well, and those people that had already voted actually have an interest
right.
in changing the law after the fact.
That's why they could join as plaintiff.
Had
right.
to vote under the prior mm-hmm. rules, but now it looks like we're going back to the prior rules we should have been all along.
I'd like to say one more thing about it. The local county directors of the Board of Elections must be pulling their hairs out by now.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I feel sorry for them, but they don't know which way the wind's blowing next.
All right. Yep. Okay. Well, I wanted to share that little tidbit of news that just came in. So they're holding off on that.
Which is good news, and we don't get enough of it.
You know, we went for many, many decades with a voting system that was working just fine. And then civil rights got involved heavily in it, and
has big money.
Yeah, the race baiters. We passed laws, we passed legislation to ensure the equality for everybody, and that it was fair and equal. I hear them make accusations all the time about suppressing the vote, but I never see them produce any evidence of that.
And actually, the one time that we had voter ID, for example, there were more minority votes than there were the prior
right.
election. I think most people, and I don't care what category you're in, just most American citizens want fairness.
Absolutely. We all do.
And I do want to say that with the voting, that there are quite a few commentators now that are saying this is a participation election, not a persuasion election, just meaning that mm-hmm. you're not going to be persuaded in the next 3 weeks either side. You've already made up your mind. This is pretty much the most divisive that I've ever seen it, and people have made up their minds a long time ago which side they stand on. So it's a participation thing, that we have to get more people to the polls. So just make sure that when you're going to the polls, that you're making sure that people, if you're not sure they're voting, they need a lift or whatever, you know, just call and make sure people are going to the polls, they're getting their vote in, because it definitely matters this time. And another thing about the what you were saying, with you can't find proof of voter suppression, they never provide that. Yet every single day a new story comes out about fraud uh-huh. with these mail-in ballots, and they are still saying on mainstream media nightly that there is no evidence that mail-in ballots are fraudulent.
They're playing the role they've been assigned by doing that. Yes, and you mentioned participation, Melissa. I would really like for Christians to come out by the boatloads this time. I think the vote would be in the right direction to save our republic. And I hope that it's so overwhelming that if they took every last remaining voter who hadn't voted in the United States and piled it all against the opposition, there wouldn't possibly be enough votes to overcome it.
Yep.
I think so too, and I think you need to make sure that, you know, look at what happened. You can go to Walmart, you can go to Lowe's, you can, you know, go to restaurants. You can't go to church. You can't go, you know, they tried, you couldn't go vote, you couldn't go to school. But you can. You need to come out and get rid of, it's not just the presidency, it's all the way down.
Yeah.
You need to, from the school board up, get out there and vote for these people who stand for what you believe in.
Yep. And our ballots in Cravens have two sides. Get them both.
Well, I wanted to say, I think Melissa just almost covered the same thing, but maybe I would express it a little bit differently. That's probably true of the president and maybe the governor and a few other really high positions, but the down ballot, as we hear Rick say so often, is extremely important. And how about judges? How many people really know much about the judges? We're very fortunate that we have two members of CCTA who have volunteered to run for our local school board, and we know we need changes at the local school board level. We need to support them, people like Glenn Fink and Rick Hopkins. So there's some important things in that down ballot that a majority of people know very little about, and that's why we've got to get ourselves out to the polls to work, to let those people who don't know and want to know who the most conservative people are.
And you can actually just go to your local Board of Election website and pull a sample ballot, and it will list every single name for who's running for what. And you can just go on the internet and look those names up. Or call your local, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you know, the GOP office or the other, call them, and there is someone there who will be more than happy to answer your questions or put you in the direction for what this person stands for.
There's one little kink in that. There is a write-in candidate for school board in Craven.
Here.
R. Allen Harrop, and that won't be in that list, but he is a very conservative person.
Well, I'd like to just reiterate on what Hal and Melissa were saying about the down ballot. Folks, in Craven County, it's a little bit unique for the school board. There's a handful of counties across the state that do it differently, and Craven is one of them. It is a nonpartisan race. So you're not going to be able to look at the ballot and tell.
They'll be on all the ballots.
Right. Also, during the primary, you were only able to vote for the candidate from your district. Okay? During the general election, you get to vote for a candidate from each district. So don't get confused. You're going to see four names for school board, because
and you get to vote for every one of the four of them, somebody for that each of those four seats.
There's four seats open this election cycle. There's seven on the board, and the way they do it is they rotated each election cycle. This time it's four. Next time there'll be three seats up for election. But again, it's very important that you realize you can vote for one candidate in each of the districts. Now, why is that so important? Because you need to look at what the candidates stand for and consider that when you're voting, that they're going to need to be able to work together. They're going to need to be able to work towards a common goal and a common cause. And if you've got three of them with similar platforms and similar goals, you might want to consider looking at that very closely.
You know, I'm going to go back to the Reagan era. Tip O'Neill was the Speaker of the House, and Reagan and Tip O'Neill were at odds with one another. However, they would all politically. However, they would sit down and have dinner together and do whatever else, and they enjoyed each other's company. Tip O'Neill is the one that made the statement: all politics is local. It starts locally, folks. It's where you're starting in the local offices. You're learning to be the candidate. You're learning. You may accede to another office or whatever else, but you have to have effect locally before you're recognized.
Right.
Another confusing.
I don't advocate for voting a straight ticket just because there's an R or D beside their name, because there's good and bad in both parties.
I used to feel exactly the same way. I am coming in this particular race to feel like the parties have such a stranglehold on the candidates. They know that if they don't hew the party line, they will be primaried next time around. That I'm beginning to think that unfortunately, the party matters a whole lot more than it used to.
Well, that may be true. The caveat that I was getting to is there's good and bad in both parties, and if you're not going to take the time to do the homework on each of the candidates you're going to vote for, then, of course, you may want to look at the party line and just vote for the party that you think has the platform that most resembles your beliefs and the way you want our government to operate.
But you are right. There is good and bad in both parties. I don't deny that.
My whole point,
it's just the way politics is working right now. They have a stranglehold on their members through carrots and sticks, or blackmail and rewards.
Yeah, my whole point. Bribes. My whole point is, it's best if you'll just take time to look at each individual candidate.
Sure.
Especially if they're an incumbent, they have a record. It won't take you long to figure out where they stand. All right, let's take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, the place where patriots come to talk.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking about candidates and the elections and the importance of it all, and how you had some comments.
There were two I wanted to mention. I think particularly the judges, as Rick has said a number of times, the judges seem to have an awful lot of influence on what we end up, the rules end up being, no matter what the voters have voted. It happens a lot of times. And this particular election, the Justice of the Supreme Court is up for election. They need to take a real careful look at that one. And several other judges. And one thing that's really strange about that, another thing, is Clinton Rowe, who's a sitting judge now at a district court level, is running for the Superior Court level judgeship, and he's also running back to be reelected. So his name is on a ballot twice. So you can vote for him twice. It's kind of unusual to be able to vote for the same person twice on one ballot.
And it be legal.
And it be legal, right.
Well, again, I want to reiterate that the whole ballot from the top to the bottom is extremely important.
Hear, hear.
Because if you go to the bottom of the ballot and you vote for school board, They do what they can locally, and that's very important. But then if they need to affect state law and go to the legislators in Raleigh, mm-hmm. they need to have some advocates up there. They need to have some allies that they can go to and say, look, we need to get this changed. Mm-hmm. Same thing, the people in Raleigh need to have somebody in Washington that they can go to and say, look, this is affecting our state this way.
You know, and Rick, it works the other way around, too.
Because, right.
For example, the General Assembly has passed laws that make it mandatory to do certain things in the schools that are being ignored. That's not a good situation.
Right. And I'm not talking about good old boy network. I'm not talking about back scratching and doing favors one for another. I'm talking about
doing the
homework,
business.
Finding people that are of like mind, on the same track, and are reliable and trustworthy and have proven that you can count on them doing what they say they're going to do.
Yep.
Rick, oftentimes running a campaign is expensive, too.
Yes.
And another way that you can help the candidates you like to help is to send them money for their candidacy. And that's across the state of North Carolina, there's some pretty vital elections in other counties and other areas that are really important.
Right.
And there again, if you can support some of the candidates that you feel are like-minded with you, it's a good idea to send them a check, maybe monthly for a long time if you can. Maybe, you know, $5 a month for several months.
You bring up a good point, because there's a lot of outside money being poured into swing states.
Yeah.
And North Carolina is a very important swing state. There's a lot of money coming in from unions and political organizations, PACs out there, that do not support the conservative view. They're out to support all the progressives and liberals that they can. Mm-hmm. Some of them are even proven socialists, and you know they're getting millions of dollars poured into state. Not only that, they're bussing people in to work the polls and work for the election of getting these candidates elected.
I heard on the way in that there is someone who's running the Senate race in North Carolina. That his campaign has been donated, it's upward of $50 million now. Mm. $50
million. Is that Cal Cunningham?
It is, yeah. And it's from outside those unions
outside,
and things.
Right.
It's outside coming in. And
why do people in California donate to a campaign in North Carolina?
Because we're a swing state.
Absolutely. They're trying to affect, because of what I said earlier, mm-hmm. what happens down ballot affects what happens all the way to the top of the ballot.
They want the House and Senate so desperately.
Right. And, folks, we can't let that happen. We just can't let that happen.
Another conservative person across the state I'd like to mention is Larry Pittman. And Larry Pittman has his roots right here in eastern North Carolina in Newbern. And he's been, his reputation is one of the most, if not the most conservative member of the House, the North Carolina House. And he's running a very, very close election.
Yep.
And he needs all the help he can get if we can help that man.
Well, we can't help that man.
We can send him money. That's what I mean.
Personally, you can't.
We can't. But
right. We got to be careful here because we are nonpartisan.
We're defining our we's.
Right.
Right.
We as CCTA cannot endorse
you and all the rest of us and people out there.
Right. You folks out there, all we're trying to do is get to encourage you to do your homework. And there's no secret about it. Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association is a constitutional conservative group. Everybody is of a similar mind as far as supporting the Constitution and being conservative with fiscal responsibility and conservative values. We just are. That's the kind of group we are. Our meetings are open to everybody. Anybody can come, and we'll allow you to participate, and we'll have political discourse as long as everything is civil. You may sway us and change our mind on things. We may change yours. We are nonpartisan as far as participation goes. But
definite philosophy of government.
Right. There's no secret about the fact that the majority of our people are constitutional conservatives, and that's the leaning that we take. So when we talk about candidates. We're talking about conservatives, mm-hmm. not necessarily Democrats or necessarily Republicans or libertarians or independents. We're talking about people with proven conservative track records,
right.
people that we trust to follow the Constitution as it was written and to uphold it and defend it as their oath requires them to do. So when we're calling out names like that, those are the type of people we're talking about.
Yep.
Constitutional conservatives.
I've got something.
Something I'd like to add quickly is that as of today, and we're recording on Thursday, 4,123 absentee ballots have been returned to the Craven County Board of Elections.
Right.
Acknowledged as being returned there. One other thing that I'd like to add is, you know, we talked about contributing funds. Folks, contribute your time. Find a candidate that you like. Contribute time. Get out. Talk to your neighbors. Do whatever else with those candidates. First off, make sure the candidate actually represents your position, and hopefully it's a constitutional position. But then get out, get off of your couch, and get out there and support them.
They're both very important.
Yeah, and that's very easy to do. You know, you can go to your local office, and they have the material there. They have voter guides. They have every kind of card and handout for every single candidate. You know, they have yard signs there. You go there, you get that information, and just walk around your neighborhood, if that's all you can do, or two or three more neighborhoods, and hand that information out. It's very easy to engage.
Yes, it is. And let me mention something else while we're on the subject. If you have anything left, you can always help CCTA, if you agree that the message that we are trying to deliver, if you agree with what you hear on our show, and you want to help to keep that message out there.
I'm so sorry.
And to spread the word, there's a donate button on our website, cctaxpayers.com. But even more than that, your participation. Come to the meetings. Get to know us. Get to be a part of it.
Consider joining us.
Right. When we put together a carpool or a bus trip to go somewhere go before the legislators governing officials, we need all the people. We need all the bodies that we can get, because the more people show up, the more impression you make and the more responses you get. So, and we've been doing it for years, and we've had some successes, we've had some failures, but I guarantee you, if we get more people to participate, we'll have more successes and failures.
I'm going to go back a few years. We made a trip up to Raleigh to see if we could talk to a number of legislators about a various issue. I'm not going to bring up the issue, but talk to them. And we had a couple of people go to this office, a couple go to that office. So, well, yeah, we can make an appointment, whatever else. Well, finally, we all got together, and 12 of us went to one office. But one person went in and said, you know, we'd like to talk to this representative. And all of a sudden, there's 11 other people. Oh, let's find a room. Let's find the individual. Let's do this. Folks, your feet on the ground make a difference.
Yes.
You're Bob, right, in Bob. That case, you said we. You mean CCTA had people there.
Yeah, but let me...
just doing it.
Exactly.
Let me explain on what Bob's saying there. Because they are used to having a lobbyist come into their office.
Mm-hmm.
Lobbyists are coming in all the time. They don't know if you're a lobbyist or not. But when you bring 11, 12 in at one time, they listen.
We stumbled around trying this, trying that, trying the other thing, and then found that that was a instant entree in most times.
One thing I wanted to mention is that there were recently, I'm pleased to say, there have been a number of people switched parties because their political party no longer had the same values that they do. And that's really important.
Right. Okay,
I was going to say that if you're sitting there shaking your head saying, how did we get this way? Everyone's saying what they don't recognize us as their America anymore. If you're saying that, it's because we got complacent and we, you know, just went, we did our duty, we did our vote, and that was it. And we can't do that anymore.
Right.
Actually, I think good citizenship has always really been more than that. You need to focus and pay attention, as Rick was saying, to people's voting records, not what they told you, but did they actually do it, that sort of thing. It is a participatory sport. It's not to sit on the sofa
it
and
is. It's
tune
a responsibility.
In at election time.
And yeah, Melissa's absolutely 100% correct. The biggest reason we're where we're at today is because of apathy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I've heard some so-called attack ads on the radio recently. Candidates or someone on this campaign or somebody made an ad criticizing the record of the other person. Now, you know, a lot of people say they don't like those attack ads. Well, I do. I'd like to hear what they have to say that might have been, more put their side in more.
Right. But you need to check and make sure that the record is as advertised, because many cases those advertisements that are attack ads saying somebody did this, that, and the other thing, you check it out, and they did not.
Well, it's totally taken out of context.
There's one ad running right now that says a U.S. senator up there from North Carolina has taken a lot of funds from the medical big organizations. And if you check that out, I haven't done it, but I'd be willing to bet that's probably true. And that's the kind of thing.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We come back, we'll wrap up the show.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I had one more item on the agenda that I wanted to talk about, and it's a topic of big discussion. A lot of people are talking about, and it's going to be something to watch, and that's the nomination for Supreme Court Justice. How dare our president do such a thing when that's happened 29 times in the past, and all 29 times the sitting president nominated somebody.
How dare he follow the Constitution?
Absolutely.
You need to know that. It is absolutely legal. It is his constitutional right to appoint that judge.
It's the way it's been done the previous 29 times.
And they're
times.
Trying to tell you, they're going to refer back to, you know, Mitch McConnell doing this flip-flop back to, you know, when was it? I can't remember the guy's name now that they were trying to put forward. And anyway.
Oh, Merrill Garland.
Yes. And they keep referring back to that and saying it's hypocrisy and now they're changing the rules and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's all just a bunch of fluff.
Right.
Guys, do you think they wouldn't do the same thing I mean, honestly, they absolutely would have their
absolutely. They have done it.
Yes. Okay?
Many times they have. But it's again.
You would be an idiot to not appoint a judge before an election. I mean, come on.
If you listen to debate, the former vice president, the candidate running against the current president, he tried to twist it all around and say that it's the people's right to have the senators and the president they voted for. And he said, because the election's already started, people have already voted, it doesn't matter.
I don't think he's read the Constitution lately, do you?
The current sitting president is still the president until the next one takes office.
But I'll be in a state of shock if she's not approved late in October.
And she's replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right, who ironically said, constitutionally, a president does not stop being a president just because in an election year.
Right.
They are the president for all 4 years. That is from their Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who said that. And you also need, I'm sorry, I'm fired up about this one, because you also need to know.
You go.
I really am.
But you also need to know that, you know, when you put in about the debate, when he wanted to talk about that, oh, it's so unfair and you need to let, you know, the people choose. Okay, well, we did choose. We chose Donald Trump as our president, and we want Donald Trump to do his duty, which is constitutionally mandated for him to put this judge in. And also, I'd love to put back into Nancy Pelosi's face, her favorite thing is, we took an oath of office. We took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Let everyone uphold the Constitution. You don't twist the Constitution. It is not pliable. You do not twist it to fit your needs, which they constantly are trying to do.
They believe it's a living document and changes with the times.
It's interesting that even in the debates, now we know that President Trump has put forward a number of candidates that he would nominate, persons that he would be willing to nominate for the court. When asked, Joe said, he actually used the Nancy Pelosi line. You have to vote for it before you find out what's in it.
Yeah, that's their favorite thing. And also on that, when he was pushed to do, you know, when President Trump in the debate wanted to know, would you stack the courts? Would you get rid of the filibuster? He refuses to answer that.
Right.
And so nonsensical. And he was like, well, that will be, when that issue arises, that will be the issue. And then he'll address it. I mean, you can't answer a simple question. You know,
actually, he did answer it by his not
answering. Yeah. Well, of course he did.
He was Johnny on the spot to say, of course he won't answer that question, accusing Trump of not answering questions.
Right, exactly.
All righty. Well, that was what I wanted to bring up. And now the floor is open to any topic that anybody wants to discuss.
Well, I'm not done with the judge, just to say. You know, this woman is, I mean, just from everything that I can find out about her, is very, very just brilliant, very respected. You know, I can't find anything that I disagree with her on. Of course, their big thing is that she's going to overturn Roe v. Wade. She's going to be the vote to do that. She's given no indication that she's going to do that. You can't know that. She's being so totally disrespected. The Democrats will not even meet with her. You want to talk about unprecedented.
Yep.
They will not even give her the respect to meet with her because they say it's an illegitimate process. This is Chuck Schumer this morning. Quote, illegitimate process that he does not want to give legitimacy to. What? I mean, are you kidding me? The things that they come up with is absolutely ridiculous. And someone is actually going around. These higher, they're not officials, but they're, you know, like the speakers who go around and influence and actually attacking her because she adopted black children. She adopted a black child. Said, quote, it is a colonizer that adopts, when a white person adopts a black child, they are a colonizer. That is so incredibly racist to me.
Racist, yes.
A foster child, an orphan, you do not see, when you go and take a child into your home, you do not see color. Love is not a color. When there is a child who needs a loving home, and this woman and her husband open their heart and their home to a child in need, and you're going to attack her for that? Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
Yeah. I just want to remind everybody that even if Roe versus Wade were to be overturned, it would not make abortion illegal.
Nope, back to the states.
What it would do would kick it back and let every state vote on it, which is what should have been done in the beginning. And even some of the more liberal justices will admit that Roe versus Wade was bad law. It was based on a lie, and it wasn't helpful in any way. So the paranoia about Roe v. Wade being overturned is totally ridiculous. It doesn't make it illegal. It sends it back to the states.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because the fear mongering, which is huge for the Democrats, the fear mongering that they are going to go back into the back alleys and with the coat hangers is, that's absurd. Come on. If you honestly believe that, people, please go. Oh, come on.
Well, I just want to mention that the CCJ's public meeting is always on the third Tuesday, and this time it's the 20th of October. And my plans for that are to have another forum of candidates, and this time from the people who are running for office in the North Carolina legislature, the Senate and the House, from our area.
All right, that's going to be good, and that's going to be the third Tuesday of October, and it'll be at 7 p.m. downtown New Bern in Stanley Hall. Okay, one other thing I want to mention on this judge nomination thing. You're talking about Roe versus Wade. She's also being attacked because of her faith, her religion. And folks, I want to remind you, this is not man that we're fighting here. This is spiritual warfare. And it's going to take more than just going to the polls and vote. Folks, this is the time you get on your knees, not when you're on the football field or the baseball diamond. This is where you get on your knees before God Almighty and pray for this country and its leadership. And, you know, just lift them up, because this woman, she's very brave, because she's not ignorant. She knows what she's facing. She knows the attacks that are going to be coming her way, and she needs all the prayer she can get. Amen. Well, that's all the time we have for this week for CCTA Wake Up Call. Visit our website, cctaxpayers.com. Click on the donate button, or just hit our inquiry form there to find out about membership.
Or come out.
Or come
Please
out.
Come out.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.